Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we are back to our regular schedule for this week at least. Actually, I think next week we're Tuesday, Thursday, but this week, Wednesday, Friday. So welcome to the show, callers and listeners. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And as always, we invite you to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts can be linked. they can be, and they are. They are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, or Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic. Anyway, you can find it on our show's homepage, which should not be difficult to find if you're listening in via Blog Talk Radio. And if you're not listening in via Blog Talk Radio and you're listening on a podcast, another wonderful thing that our listeners / callers could do for us is write a review of our show on those podcasts, because we notice we have some 5-star reviews. I don't know if there are comments because I've had some trouble finding comments, but we have had some people review our show very favorably. So we would love it if others could do the same for us. Rate our show, leave comments. You can also leave reviews on our Facebook page, which some of our callers have done. We really appreciate that. It helps us. It helps promote the show. So do visit either our social media sites, like our pages, write a review on our podcast or on the social media pages, and we will be very grateful to you. We do have a caller from the 414 area code, and we are bringing this person on right now. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome. What's your name?
It's Felicia. I talked to you guys before.
Felicia, yeah. I remember your name is spelled maybe, is it S-H-A, Felicia? Spelled for
F-I-L-I-S-H-A, correct.
Yeah, I knew it. S-H-A-S-H-A-S-H-A-I.
I was calling because all of a sudden, just yesterday or today, and leading into today, I just held this frustration, this depressed, feeling over me, and I don't know if it's because of employment or what's going on, because I was in a happy place. I'm trying to figure out what is going on and what is the universe is trying to say to me, or it's just that I go through some phases like this.
What's your birthday, Felicia?
April 25th, 1969.
Well, I mean, just on the first page, you mentioned employment. So what's going on with your employment situation? Are you having problems in your job, or are you not working?
No, I'm working. I'm working and everything's fine. I don't know if I'm still supposed to be there. I mean, I have a great position, but I'm not just, you know how you're supposed to feel like joy and you know, you're going to it's not even a job. It's supposed to be just something you love to do. And I'm not there anymore as often as I was before, I should say.
Okay. So you're feeling some dissatisfaction in the job that you are in currently.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, we can, I think that it's fair to say that that's what's causing your depression.
It's, yeah.
So that's easy to identify. As far as what you're supposed to do, that gets a little trickier. So, I don't even know what she does. What's that beeping noise? Sounds like a fire alarm.
Oh, you know, it is, but it's nothing wrong. I don't know what's wrong with the thing. We changed the battery. We did everything, and it still beeps. So I told my husband we probably need to vacuum it out. But I'm too sure to reach up there and get it and pull it down. So when he gets
I know
home,
that
he'll
sound. It's a familiar sound. And when that starts happening, it's, boy, it's annoying.
Yeah.
So what is it that you do? I feel like something.
I am, I work for the department. I work with housing and homeless services. And what we do, we give, write grants. Well, we don't write grants. We do contracts. We do scopes and services. We provide all the tools that the provider needs in the field or out in the community.
But
you know,
so
it's coming to grants.
Are you in administration? Is that – are you in administration?
I am assistant director. I'm assistant director.
So that's an administrative position. That's what I was getting. But, you know, we've gone over this before. Now you're becoming familiar to me. But the administration came fresh, so I was from no memory of any conversation. So you're in housing, which, I mean, you would think that's a rewarding.
It, it is.
A rewarding.
I'm not hands-on.
Position. I mean, but yeah, you're not hands-on, so you're not reaping the benefits of the one-on-one contact with people who are getting homes and being placed in more safe environments and all that. So is it possible, are there any other avenues within your job that you could explore, maybe more hands-on in the field rather than completely changing around your career?
Right now it's not. I think I'm just trying to define, make sure is that what the move I need to take, or I'm just going through a little stuff right now. That's all. I thought I'm going to finish it. I mean, I'm not going to stop working. So,
do you have a satisfactory salary there? Do you, can you sustain yourself on your salary currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's my question. First question: has your mother crossed over yet, or is she alive?
My mom's alive. My grandma and my dad and my aunties are over there. Both.
Oh, you're over there.
Grandmother.
Did their crossing over create any kind of depression in your attitude?
My dad sometimes, because my dad crossed over in 2015, 2014,
so a couple of years
2014.
Ago, when you moved to your father?
Yes.
And what, is there any, as you know, was there any mild forms of depression in the family history?
No.
No. And what did your father cross over? Why did he, what was his cause?
Health issues.
But what specifically health-wise?
Oh, he had several strokes down the line that caused it, and he had a procedure that was done that he didn't come back from, in other
procedure,
words. So
what kind of procedure?
More strokes.
What kind of procedure was it?
They opened his brain and tried to open up the vessels in his brain, like they had brain surgery, and tried to open up to restart the dead vessels in his brain that from when he had strokes previous.
Okay.
Previous
I was
strokes.
Getting, well, I want to say something. I was getting heart, which is not the brain. However, it is related. The surgery that he had is related to the heart because it involves the blood vessels. So,
yes.
Okay. So.
I personally don't think it has to do with your job. I think it has to do with something in your internal structure that might be in terms of cycles. But let's figure this out. At the age of 36, what was the important event in your life?
I can't remember.
Well, let's try a little bit. I'm not good at time. We'll give you time to think.
2005.
What did I do? I think that's when I started back my bachelor's degree. I started in 2005.
There you go.
I graduated in 2005. No, I started in 2005 and graduated in 5 years later because I.
So you started, you're going, you see, at that point, your master number is 9, and right now you're 51, so you have about 5 more years before your next cycle, or about three more years, 54. but regarding that, you're in a cycle area of your life right now. So you're going through certain cycles where in your evolving soul, there may be things on the planet that you're supposed to, by code, do, accomplish. And you may be hitting a point at which your awareness is connecting with that, and you feel like you haven't accomplished something that you need to do. That's embedded in the code of your soul. You know it in your soul, but you may not know it in your physical mind. But you feel it, Felicia. So what you have to do is you have to consider what you have left to do before you cross over that you know you need to do or you desire to do. Is there anything on the table right now you can think of?
I'm finishing off my master's degree right now.
Okay, and is there any trouble going on there?
Not really that I can't handle. So,
okay.
I'm going to have to retake a final, but yeah.
Yeah, you're just going, it's not a big deal, Felicia. I just think you're going through a general process of the journey, soul. Do you have children?
Yes, they're grown there. Yes, sir.
But,
yes.
You know what's really interesting about her is that we have another caller. Where are you calling from, by the way? What's your location?
The area code that you see is Wisconsin. It's Milwaukee. It's Wisconsin, but I'm in Tennessee.
You're in Tennessee, and this is what's interesting. We have another caller from the South who is in a similar job. She does the same type of thing. She's a regular caller. I can't remember her name, and she is also. I don't know if she's in school right now, but she's trying to open her own eventually place where she, you know who I'm talking about? And so there's a similarity there. There's something similar. She's called, I think from Georgia or something, but same business. The other thing is her master number is broken up in her 4 and 5 month and day.
Yeah, she has a mass number at the end of the year.
But the other thing is, I wanted to say, is that she has such long cycles that, you know, I mean, that can be cycles of 3, for instance, versus cycles of 9. That's a long, long time for there to be, you know, to wait for a cyclical change.
You know, essentially. And Felicia, sometimes our bodies and our minds need to stop and recharge. And when that before that charge goes on, we can start to feel depleted, not right, depressed, because we need a recharge. And then we recharge and it's back to volume. To recharge, I don't know what it might be. You know, you're in your midst of your master's. What's your thesis on?
I haven't got to my... to the thesis part. I am, my degree is in management and leadership.
Oh.
And this is online?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything these days is online. I mean, because of COVID, it seems like all the school universities, even the brick and mortars, are moving to online study, which is crazy.
You could use certain, this may sound corny, and I don't usually go this route.
But he does usually sound corny.
Yeah. But, you know, something to do with the essence of flowers. You got to go into flower power, something with flowers. I don't know what it is yet.
Anything about flowers that is significant to you in your life currently?
My grandma. My grandma loved flowers.
You love flowers?
Oh, your grandma, and she crossed over?
Yeah.
Okay, so there might be some attempt on her part to reach out to you. I don't know. That's our first starting premise. Do you miss her? Do you think about her?
I always think about, yes, I do.
And what do you miss about her?
Just the company, just to talk to, same as with my dad. I did that on a regular basis. Sometimes I found myself.
Got it. Do you recall, Felicia, what your relationship was like with your grandmother when you were 16?
Good. We talked. She listened to me. She's my step-grandma, but she listened to me more than her daughter did.
Okay. You need to have a conversation. You need to talk to her just out loud. Just talk to her. Let her feel the vibration of your voice and your language. She'll get it, and she'll give you back something, and that might be where the recharge is. But I think the flower is connected to her, and I think it's a call from her to connect to you because she may have something that will recharge you. The soul, she's in the soul astral realm, and she, and the other thing, this beeping, I think, you know what, you may think I'm crazy. I think it's coming from her. I think she's trying to alert
me. Well, yeah, because they changed the battery and it didn't resolve the problem.
Did she did she like songs or songbirds or music? Would she sit and listen to music?
Yes, she loves songs.
Yeah. You got to talk to her. You got to buy some flowers, put them in your house, put them in your garden, talk to her. You're going to feel better. Trust me, you will. She's trying to reach you from the other side, but just to recharge.
And ultimately, with your master's degree, what is the goal? Why are you getting this education? Is it for increasing salary, or
not just that? I think that you were comparing me to myself because I talked to you guys before about this. I'm trying to open up a business. I was thinking about opening up a business in the community to help with the homeless side or the substance abuse side. I have not narrowed it down to what I actually want to do, like in what way to help them, but I know it's going to be in that field with the family, like a unit.
Isn't this the same thing that the other woman wants to do, or other father?
I think I am the other person that you were talking to because I'm Felicia James. I believe I'm the one you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you... Are am I sure?
Yeah.
Wait. Do you have a girlfriend?
Oh no. Are you married? I'm married.
No. The other woman's a lesbian. So it's you're. I know that's how I knew you were different people. So no.
Okay.
So
it's
similar. Similar thing going on. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's something. I believe, God, I'd get rid of that. I'd throw that thing in the trash.
Yeah. Did you take the
battery? No, I told my husband, I said, this is ridiculous. He changed the battery. He literally changed the battery as soon as it happened. And it still beats. So
you
I was like, who's trying to tell me something?
No, well, I think it's your grandmother. But aside from that whimsical thought, yeah, I might have to reset the battery. You might have to
reset the
reset
unit.
The unit.
There might be a button.
He did. Four times.
I mean, you could remove the battery altogether, but that's bad advice because it's a fire alarm. So you want, you're working fire alarm in your home.
We're not going to do that. I'm just going to get another battery and try that.
Connect to your grandmother. And is there anyone in the family background with you or your husband named Alicia or Alice or Allison or something like this?
No, Alicia. No, because I'm Felicia. Lisa is my nickname, and Lisa is my sister. Her name is Lisa.
Lisa. Okay, that's it. Her stepsister is named Lisa.
And that was her step-grandmother.
Yeah.
You know what? Do you have a picture of your grandmother out on display?
No, I keep her in my glove compartment as well as my bag.
Didn't she get suffocated in there?
No, that's why I keep them with me all the time.
Well, if you put me in your glove department, I wouldn't be able to breathe.
Glove compartment.
I'm just kidding.
No.
I'm kidding you.
That's why I'm so connected, as I'm driving. It's like a protection.
I know. I'm kidding you. I'm kidding you. As though you were keeping her bodily in there. Well, Grandma on Wheels, huh? So, you see, you have a connection with her. You have a connection with her. And it's not uncommon for a soul to have crossed over and want to connect to somebody they loved. And if she feels you're not in a good spirit, she'll want to comfort you. So she's saying, just talk to me like you used to. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Okay.
And she'll work with that energy that you create, and she can then interact with you because you created more juice, more energy than just thinking about it.
Okay.
And if there's some kind of song or music she likes, play it.
She likes, you know, blues and jazz.
Well, then play it. You know, Billie Holiday, whatever she liked. She's an older person.
Was she like an instrumental jazz person?
You know, the music is like you had B.B. King I can't think of any other singer, but yeah.
Then play it. Okay.
Okay. Well done.
I'm partial to John Coltrane, actually. He's one of my favorite jazz people. Anyway, so play more jazz and blues. And keep in touch with us, Felicia.
I will. Thank you, guys. You're so
that help.
Okay. Take good care.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. And Felicia should follow us on Facebook, like our page, etc. Write a review. Post a review. Where are you going?
You know, there's a novel with Felicia, the title Felicia.
It's spelled differently.
It is. That might be,
Yeah, probably F-E-L-I-C-I-A.
But nonetheless, I think it's a kind of a supernatural book.
Very interesting.
Felicia's Journey. Is there? Yeah, I think it's called Felicia's Journey. Felicia's Journey. I don't know why I'm going there, but is there any Felicia's Journey?
I'd have to look.
Did she leave us?
She's here. She's listening.
I think there's a Felicia's Journey.
It's a movie.
It's a movie?
It's a movie.
What's it about?
Pregnant Felicia has come to England to look for her boyfriend, who she knows works in a factory, but not which one. There she meets an older caterer, Joseph. Joseph is obsessed with old tapes of a TV chef who was seemingly his mother. However, he is a mysterious character who lies and steals from Felicia while putting on a friendly face. Eventually, Felicia begins to stay with Joseph, but things turn from bad to worse when he puts more of his schemes into action.
Well, okay. I don't know. Maybe she should see the movie.
So it wasn't
I'm
a book.
Sure.
I don't know.
Like him,
maybe.
Maybe.
Takes place in England.
Maybe that's not the kind of movie she'd watch.
Maybe not.
But there is a Felicia novel. There is a novel.
Let me see if I...
She may not be a big reader,
a
but there
book.
Is a
Hold
Felicia
on. No- yes, you're right.
Yeah.
In fact... It was made in the. It's that's where the film came from. It's not an old novel. It was written in 1994, and then the film was made.
Okay.
I don't know. The novel may be better than the film. Actually, doesn't get a bad review.
No.
The film gets a good review.
The film gets a good review, and I recall the novel. I think I read it back then, but it sounded familiar.
Okay.
But anyway, because Felicia is actually. Has to do with the wind. It, earth, wind, rain, fire. Felicia is considered the wind, the attitude of the wind. And I don't know, for some reason, if Felicia's spirit or soul wanted to go into housing to help the underprivileged or people in desperate modes, and she's into housing and the homeless, there's something in her journey, probably is a repeat from a past life where she did this sort of work before. Maybe she was homeless in a past life. But when we come back into the planet and we have certain desires or ambitions or goals, basically you can bet a dollar at least that there's been a past life connection. Whether it was positive or negative, you're here to resort to a positive energy regarding that ambition or journey. So her soul may come from that area where there were displaced people or people, refugees or people who are homeless, people who maybe in the past escaped certain crisis on the planet, historically speaking, and they were given homes. A lot of people in wartime or in slavery time hid Jews or black slaves that escaped. There were all kinds of people who journeyed through this and helped people who were desperately in need of help, who were not just homeless, but persecuted and enslaved. So her journey could be tapping into that, regardless of what her ethnic she is. We're all part of past life. We're all part of an ethnic energy. We're
multi-dimensional ethnic energies is what you mean.
Yeah.
It's not, we don't come, you know, just because you're white in this lifetime doesn't mean you were white in a past life. Well, you could have been, but there are probably many, many different nationalities.
I feel I've been many different nationalities in different,
well, of course,
Chinese, black, whatever. But there's that connection that we have. And some of us come back as crusaders and people who have this desire to help. And to the extent that we can go through educational process to increase our power or our authority. So, you know, that means that the element is taken up from the ground level to the intellect. And academically speaking, there's a more of a sophistication in regards to the connection to that past life. Some of us are ill-educated. We're not educated, but we land ourselves in high positions or we do great work. And then some of us take an educational route to get there just because of certain requirements. But it still measures up to, I think, the sirens that call us back to the planet that where we must kind of complete our journeys.
Okay. You know, I'm wondering, too, also about Felicia, if there's been a lot of changes in her workplace. I think a lot of people are experiencing different protocols because of what's going on regarding the coronavirus. And that can also be, you know, that added layer of change could also be contributing to her feeling depressed.
Well, I know I don't really hear statistics about the homeless having the virus. You hear a lot of people
having
the virus, but the homeless?
Yeah, they say that there's less incidence in the homeless community of COVID, and there's a recent The CDC, I believe, released a chart with statistics about who has caught COVID, and 70% are mask wearers. Now, masks, people erroneously think that the mask protects against COVID. It doesn't. It supposedly protects the person who is infected from transmitting it to others. But this is a big controversy that I've seen online. Anyway.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I see a lot of homeless people wearing masks, but there's a lot of homeless people out there who just don't wear masks. But you don't really see the impact.
Well, the thing is, masks aren't really, I mean, you know, that's those recently released statistics point to the fact that masks really aren't working as we're being told they are in terms of the transmission of the virus. They're not. So anyway, but that's another topic altogether. And we have a caller, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Speaking of the coronavirus, and
okay.
I know you like your conspiracy theories and everything, but someone posted, and I really believed it because it looked exactly like a government tender, the Canadian government putting out a tender for quarantine camps.
What?
Yeah.
Quarantine camps. Round up everybody.
Oh, yeah. I've heard. Camps. So, well, can you share that with me? On like,
well, I screenshotted it. I would, but I didn't. But I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, that's exactly what a government tender looks like. Yeah, and it was. They were very specific in where they were going to be. It was all at the border. So and around the airports as well, where international flights would come in. So, but they wanted everything in because, but they put a date on it, but it seemed like a strange date because you think that they'd want to do it for now, but the date was May or March 31st, 2021.
Because they're expecting, well, it's interesting. I don't know if you know much about what's going on in the United States or these similar theories, but there have been mask-like coffins, FEMA sites, empty coffins, and people wonder what are these? And they've been around for quite some time, years and years.
Hmm.
But why would there be, you know, all of these empty coffins? What is FEMA preparing for? And of course, if you look back at the history of coronavirus, there have been many warnings about this happening and culminating with an event in October of last year, attended by Bill Gates and many other prominent individuals in our world, which was a practice run for to prepare for a virus, a lung virus that was going to hit. You know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't heard about that one.
Well, I was asking Neil, but no, it's, hold on just a moment. It was in New York. Coronavirus conference. I'm not remembering what the name of it. Oh, Event 201, a pandemic exercise to illustrate preparedness efforts. It was the John Hopkins Center for Health Security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And that's what happened. Of course, you have these fact checks from mainstream media saying, well, you know, wasn't that. But, I mean, come on. Anyway, so that's interesting. Chance
so.
To screenshot it and share it with me.
Yeah, no, it's probably still there, but who knows? It's on Facebook. It might be there, maybe someone took it off. Who knows?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you always usually come on the show with a lot of information regarding the world situation. Our conversations usually fall into that category, which we appreciate. Because a lot of people call with just personal problems. But having said that, do you have anything personal?
Do you have any personal problems?
Do I have any personal problems? No, things are actually, it's funny. Remember the guy that I dated a while ago?
Yes, I was going to ask you actually after. Yes, I was going to ask.
It seems like the coronavirus has been very good for us because it's slowed the whole process of dating, which you normally don't have that opportunity. It's usually, you know, rush, on to the next, you know, that sort of thing because of the way the world is these days. But it's like peeling an onion. Like every time I talk to him, there's some new layer that's a good layer. He's very, I don't know. It's an interesting scenario. I'll just
so say. you never got an answer to a commit, like you'd asked him about a commitment, whether he would move forward with the commitment, and he demurred. And now
it was more of a, you know, more of a laying things down on the line, and not so much a commitment as I don't know, it was hard to describe, but he did address it, but very, very much after the fact. So he says, I realized that I never answered you about that. I'm like, yeah, you're right, you didn't.
so then what clarified? What did he say then at that point?
He has no interest in anyone else but me.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's a start.
Yeah, it's a start, yeah. I said, well, you know, you're a lucky guy.
Well, I mean, the fact that he's saying, you know, I'm not going to be dating anyone else. I mean, not directly saying. Huh?
Are they actually dating?
Well, they're dating, yeah.
No, I will see him next week. I'm taking an air flight to go see him. We're going to go meet up in a COVID state and hopefully not get sick.
Oh, well, yeah, I think you'll be okay, hopefully. Hopefully. I have so many questions about what this virus is, and, you know, I know that people are getting sick. People are getting sick. And there are people dying. How those numbers are being inflated, I don't know. And how many people that have died have pre-existing conditions, I don't know. I just don't have enough information. So, you know, I have my reservations about making a judgment on this virus. But an interesting point I read online was, why are we being pushed as antibacterial cleanser, like the gel, when it's a virus?
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bacteria.
No, that's funny.
Good point.
I do have a second question. Okay, this is
okay.
Back to the virus again.
Okay.
I think I got the virus back in March when no one was doing any testing, so I wouldn't have known through a test whether or not I had it, but I was very sick. Do you pick up anything on whether or not it was that, or?
What were your symptoms?
Problems breathing, you know, kind of pneumonia-like coughing, feverish, and it lasted about a month. And I got it the day after I was in a casino, which is, you know, just a whole viral environment.
The day after you got in the casino, I don't know if the incubation period they say is 2 to 14 days for this virus in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the exposure a day before at the casino would result in an infection that quickly. Just based on what they say about the virus. But I think it's possible that you were infected. And people have all kinds of different symptoms from the virus, all kinds of different symptoms. It sounds like if this was COVID, yours followed more of a traditional, the traditional pattern of what constitutes this illness, because you had fever, coughing, but there can be, you know, things like severe headaches, nausea, there could be digestive symptoms. People have eye infections, apparently.
People have flies laying on their head.
Well, but also my neighbor's brother-in-law had traveled to China. And this was back in December. We were all at a party in January, and they were really, really sick, him and his wife. And,
really?
So I think that the reason that we're all kind of not getting anything is because we probably all had it. My neighbor herself had a cough that started in December and lasted until March, and they couldn't find it. They weren't doing testing for COVID. So
no.
I think maybe a lot of people had it in like December, January, March, when they weren't doing the testing.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I mean, what do you think? Possible.
Yeah, the symptoms are basically somewhat mild. It's just that if you're susceptible, diabetes, you're overweight, you're older, you got preconditioned symptoms, things going wrong, it's not really going to kill you. And it just passes through, has its lifespan. It could only be 3-4 days sometimes.
Yeah, but it can be also. She said she was sick for several weeks.
Yeah, it can be lingering. It doesn't multiply. It doesn't go after any vital organs, or it doesn't threaten your life. It just sort of stays around. First it finds the environment, it attaches, then it multiplies, and then it considers what the environment is at hand. You know, where it can grow and kill and whatever. So a lot of us get through it and we're basically okay. We have a good immune system.
Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that people had originally thought that if you were infected, then that would make you immune in the future. But in fact, there have been cases abroad, but the first case in North America was just released to the media, a man who is 25 years old, no pre-existing conditions, and he caught it twice. And he had pretty severe symptoms, apparently. So, unfortunately, I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know if it's a virus. I don't know if it's a fungus. I don't know what to believe, personally.
There's a blood plasma place in Michigan who will pay you, I don't know, $75 for plasma. But if you've had the virus, they'll pay you $100. But I, as far as I know, how are they testing for the antibodies? So how would they even know? Like, how would someone, well, I guess they would have to have been sick, been diagnosed and recovered from it to know that they have the antibodies. But if they're really, really serious about this, why aren't they testing people for antibodies? That's what I don't understand. Like,
well,
you're going to set up camps, like isolation camps, but you're not going to test people for antibodies?
Well, if they have, but if people are being reinfected, then antibodies aren't really protecting a person against reinfection.
Unless it was a false positive in the first place.
Well, the guy.
There's a lot of false positives going around.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, there's been major problems with testing, but he was very sick, this guy, both times. But, you know, I don't know. And then they talk about the accuracy of the test, and if you get a mouth swab versus a swab that goes into the nasal passage, that's supposed to be more accurate in detecting the virus. But, I mean, you know, that's very dangerous because it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and you know, who knows what they're putting in your nose. I just would never have that kind of test personally. So it's confusing.
More exciting for you.
Yeah. Hey, just my curiosity. Do you have the birth date of this guy that's interested in you?
Yeah, she does. She's given it to us before.
I think you did it. It's September 17th, 72. He just turned 49. Would that be 72 or would that be 71? That would be 71.
71.
Wait a minute. Seven. He just turned what? How? He
yeah.
turned 49.
Yeah, it'd be 71. 9, 10, 17, 27, 28. Plus, he's a 35-8. And he has that reflection going on in 17.
Yeah. So there's a past life connection branched by something more transcendent than energy.
Yeah, I mean, their years are interchangeable. And her month and day is his
14.
Seven in his day.
14 is a 14 in their master members edition. Yeah, you know, you're meeting somebody you've known before.
Yeah, and their 14 is the 7-7 in the year as well.
And, you know, for him to say, you're my girlfriend, or you're the one for me, or I'm only dating you, 16-17. You see, what's happening, too, what's interesting, is that your master number was what he was two lifetimes ago.
Except by a different karmic number.
Yeah.
He was 33-6 versus your 24-6.
So there's something.
How do you know that?
Because usually, I mean, not always, but usually it's successive. So, like, for instance, Jennifer, if you came back to the planet after this lifetime, you would be a 25-7.
Ooh, seven. That's a good one for me.
No, but here's the thing. You have a 4-3 in your month and day.
Yeah.
That's a 7. You have a 7 in your year. So you're supposed to be doing 7th work now. You're not supposed to come. Well, describe it.
Well, I do healing, spiritual healing. I do readings. I do, I'm not hospice volunteer. So I do a lot of spiritual things.
I mean, there has to be, you know, seventh energy work takes a lot. It takes a lot to be able to actually launch off the planet. So, you know, what you're doing is all great. So at the time that you cross over, that will be when it's determined what you did in your lifetime would actually help transcend you, and like contrasted with what you did that wouldn't transcend you. So it's evaluation is at that point. We can't evaluate it.
But I also have a lot of balance and I have a lot of fun. So it's not just about me holing up and being a spiritual meditator in the middle of the woods. So.
No, but the reason you're even doing this kind of work is because you're attached to your awareness. You're aware in your soul that this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Plus, she's a 6, which is attached. I mean, you're obviously drawn to psychic energy. I mean, that's obvious.
That was his childhood, so.
Yeah, and it's within the context of spirituality because you're helping others. The hospice volunteering is really outstanding.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're in alignment with the journey of your soul, not just your body. Yeah, you enjoy life and all that, but deeper, you're in alignment with the journey of your soul, which is a good thing, Jennifer.
But back to him real quick, and then we have to take this other caller. Back to him, you were saying he was the 33-6, which was her number, which is her number now, but it was his number two lifetimes ago. So the thing about that, Jennifer, is sometimes when people are compounded, they may have two lifetimes in that compounded number, like 29-11-2, maybe a 29-11-2 twice. But sometimes, you know, sometimes people can skip. Sometimes people are demoted. it's not a hard and fast rule, but generally speaking, it's a successive progression.
It's a good energy between the two of you.
It's better because I think she gave us the wrong birthday the first time too. I think she told us it was 72. But anyway, but it's good to hear that he's more committed. And anyway, we got to take this other call. But thanks for checking in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay.
See you in the quarantine camps.
All right. Well, we'll be hiding underground.
Okay.
Bye. All right, 305, last caller.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Christina, and thank you for taking my call. I didn't expect.
Okay, well, lucky you. Is it Christina with a C-H-R or a K?
Yes, C-H-R.
Okay.
Well, the reason I was calling was because there's a lot of things changing around me and in my life, and I was just hoping maybe you guys could give me a little clarity as to what's going on, everything from my love life to my health to my finances. Everything is just, even spiritually, everything is just.
Yeah, the first thing that I was getting was relationship. That was my first thought as to your change. So it sounds like you're being hit everywhere. What's your birth date?
11/25/1978.
And you're born in. You live in, is this Florida? 305.
Yes.
15.
34/7.
She's a 34/7. 34/7, but she's got an 11/5/6/7/8/9/10 across. you're having.
I know, I'm confusing.
No, you're not confusing. I'm just trying to.
No, I'm actually looking at her tonsils right now.
Yeah, my mouth is keeping open. So, problems in every area.
Oh no.
She's 41 right now.
You're 41.
No, not necessarily.
She's saying she's having changes going on in relationship. Did you say job?
Everything. Every aspect of my life is kind of changing. And I mean, it seems like my life is headed in a positive direction. So I don't feel negativity. However, it's just I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you. I feel there's a spirit that's around me, and I feel that spirit is messing with me. Not in a bad way, but I don't know, but it is freaking me out, and I don't like saying that because it makes me sound crazy, but I do feel it, and it is freaking me out. There is that. But, you know, as far as my job, I have, you know, a prospect coming up. Within a year, I plan on buying a house. I've been dating someone. I don't know if it's going to be forever. I hope it is, but I don't know.
What's your birthday?
And I don't know what the next step is. But I feel like I'm devoting all of my entire life to this person for it not to be forever.
What's his birthday, Christina? What's his birthday?
His birthday is 1/14/67.
Okay. You guys both have, I put in 1667. I don't know what's wrong with me. That would be a big age difference.
29.
Yeah, he's a 29/11 too, so that's a challenge. And they've both got 11s in their first two numbers.
You know, Christina, one thing, your master number is 7, you're going to be 42, so you're going through a change right now, according to the multiples of your master number. So you are getting ready to let go of a lot of things, and the change that you're going through makes total sense in
on a numerical
to all these different feelings
scale
you have. Now, so if we look at all these changes going on, which you mentioned across the board, there's a lot of changes, and that's because of the multiples of your master number, wherein 42 is going to be a really good year. Things will settle down, but you're leaving a whole cycle of 7. You're coming to the end of a 7-year cycle.
Interesting, too, is that her boyfriend is born in 67, which is the multiple of her next change, 6 times 7.
Now, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever,
in anywhere in your life worked with an Ouija board or played with one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where the spirit's coming from. They are notorious. They love Ouija boards because it.
Well, I haven't touched one since I was a child. Like ever since I was a child.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
we're,
let me finish.
Oh, hold on.
Let
okay.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Okay.
When you attach to a spirit like this, even as a child, 20 years to that spirit is nothing.
Nothing.
It's nothing.
You're on a linear time scale. So to you, it seems like, well, it was a long time ago. But like Neil said, spirits, it's you know.
Yeah, you know,
minutes.
I know you're saying it was a long time ago, we were just having fun, and we didn't do it that much, but what you did, it hibernated. It hibernated in your energy, and if you were playing the Ouija board, even if you called on a spirit, or you were playing childish games, it opens up that energy. Now, the energy itself can manifest through time, to where it can't really be active until you reach a certain age, because that might be when the spirit was really active, when it was that age, if it happened to have been a human at one time.
Okay.
Anybody in your family die with under bad circumstances, suicide, car crash, murder, anything dark? Yeah.
Yes.
And who is that?
My son's father, he was killed in a car. He was crossing the street and was killed by a car.
See, now we get into sort of an interesting theory that this could be him. If he died violently in a car crash, his soul could be suspended on the astral plane right next to the earth plane. And the journey that soul's going through until its natural life would have been over is outstandingly prevalent within the two realms. So it could be him, no danger, nothing to worry about, but it could be him, or it could be a spirit that is connected to the Ouija board, even though that went on a long time ago, or it could be both of them are there.
Okay, with the Ouija board, I'll be honest, like, it wasn't, like, a serious thing. Now, I have played with, like, pendulums, and I love my rocks, and I'll be honest with you, this really didn't start. I was given this ring earlier this week, and this is when it really started, and I think it has to do with the ring. But it was a beautiful ring, and it had all of the zodiac signs around it. And I cleansed it. You know, I've used sage on it. I did a prayer on it and everything before I wore it. I charged it with my rocks.
This is going to sound super weird, but it's like last night I went to pick up my remote. When I went to pick up my remote, I swear to you, I got this really weird energy, like somebody else was picking up the remote, handing it to me at the same time, and it freaked me out so bad I dropped the remote. Felt that before.
Who did the ring belong to? Where'd you get the ring? Was it like a trick
shot? I don't
know.
My brother found the ring in the ground. He gave it to my stepmother, who proceeded to give it to me, and I fell in love with the ring because it's absolutely beautiful. It looks vintage, and it's just a gorgeous ring.
Right, but the owner
said, you know,
thrift shop, but the owner can't be traced. It was found in the ground, so you have no idea where it came from, which would be the same type of thing if you got it from a thrift shop rather than having someone gift it to you.
We're coming to the end of the show. You have an option. You can call us back on Friday, and we'll discuss this further with you, or you could do a private reading with us. It's up to you, or you could not do anything. But there might be some element about the ring. We'd have to just kind of study of it.
And I know that what you're saying is that, it wasn't serious with the Ouija board, but what that does, whether you were playing just as kids or not, can still stir up an energy, and that can trail you throughout your life. And the ring could be connected to the Ouija board in some way. I mean, you know,
is there a way to sever that?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. So,
like I said, you can call back on the show, or you could find somebody else to do it for you, you trust, or you could give us a call.
But I want to say something also just about the cleansing of the ring. You've got to really know what you're doing. And sage is really, I mean, you know, it's a nice, you know, has a nice scent. I like the smell of sage, but sage isn't really going to be an effective tool of cleaning energy spaces, getting rid of spirits. You know, saying a prayer is nice, but that may not necessarily work. You have to really know what you're doing when you're cleansing objects or spaces. So it does get tricky. It does get tricky.
Yeah,
I should take it to a professional, you think?
Well, it depends on the professional. I mean,
you got to know who you're dealing
with.
You know, we can't.
You could call us.
But if you feel you found somebody that you're comfortable with, then go there.
It can be done remotely. It can be done in person.
Pull your leg or tell you have to do it, so, you know, 100 times, or give them a bunch of money. You know, watch out for those kind of people.
I mean, you know, as far as me encountering anyone on this planet that's been someone who can effectively cleanse a space or an object, I've never met anyone. I've never met anyone except Neil. And therefore, you know, as a couple, you know, I really haven't.
Christina,
so,
you just use common sense. Don't let anybody fool you.
Or charge you a lot of money.
Some people have good intention, but they don't have a talent. They don't have the ability to get rid of it.
And some people will be, you know, they'll try to rip you off and, you know, say, well, I can remove this for X amount of dollars. No.
You maybe can do it yourself.
Well, she tried. She tried.
Well, then you might want to.
I think whatever I did might have strengthened it. I'll be honest with you.
Well, then, you know, I don't know. You know, we aren't going to be maybe on another show.
Yeah, give us a call back.
Or you could call us personally. Be careful.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Be careful out there with people who claim to be something that they really are not intentionally, or they're. Or just don't have the abilities to do things like this. But in the meantime, you know, we'll focus on you, and at least, you know, follow us.
Yeah, like our Facebook page.
No, absolutely, I will. Do you have your web page on the main page of the website?
It's mainly Facebook. Yeah, Facebook page. Our phone number is 562-596-7818. That can be also found on the main page of our Blog Talk Radio page, somewhere in the context of our bio, and also on Facebook. So we have several ways that you can reach us.
Okay, terrific. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I know you've gone over your time today, and thank you. You've explained a lot for me, and I will definitely be getting back in contact with you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheena. Take care.
Thank you, you too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.